So many friends, many charismatic leaders and members may claim that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues, of prophesying, of performing miracles. They even publish their books or tapes titled How to be Filled with the Holy Spirit. And many are deceived by their empty claims and fake side gifts. The City Harvest Church in Singapore, under the founder and senior pastor Hong Ki, is so proud of their most contemporary style of worship, with a big membership of 25,000 members. And some reverend asked me, if their doctrines, if their worship are not biblical, why are so many follow them? And God has blessed them with success, prosperity, and big membership. Why? My dear friends, we cannot deny that if God wants to bless us and our church, He is able to give us the increase with success and prosperity. But success, prosperity, or big membership are not necessary the blessings of God. Why? The Lord Jesus Christ says, and He gives us the answer, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be who go in thereat. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13. So many friends, we should not be impressed by the big membership, or by the prosperity, or by the success of many churches who are proud of. They may claim that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. But is it true? How we can discern the truth from error and from falsehood? We thank God that God has given us His perfectly inspired and perfectly reserved Word, so that we may trust in His revelation and His truth. We can stand on God's truth, no matter what other churches may claim. My dear friends, even though our membership is small, Jesus says that narrow is the gate and straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life. And only few, my dear friends, can find it. So we should be encouraged in the Lord and in His Word. So many friends, the Bible also tells us that because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And because of this, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. So, my dear friends, it is serious and dangerous for you and me to ignore and to reject God's truth. So may God help us to believe in Him and believe in His truth. So then, my dear friends, what does be filled with the Holy Spirit mean? And then how can we recognize a Holy Spirit-filled Christian? And then how to be filled with the Holy Spirit? So the first step, what does be filled with the Holy Spirit mean? My dear friends, surely it does not mean to have the side gifts, speaking in tongues or prophesying or performing miracles, because those side gifts have ceased, as we have learned from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8 to verse 10. Moreover, all the side gifts do not guarantee that you and I are saved. Doing God's will is the most important, my dear friends. Jesus confirms that not everyone says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. And many will come and will say unto me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name we have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And Jesus professed unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who work iniquity. So many friends, we should not be impressed or deceived by all kinds of side gifts. But we focus on doing God's will. How? My dear friends, by God's word. We have to read, we have to learn, we have to study God's word so that we may know His will. And we have to trust in the Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we may do God's will. And we maybe be sure that we enter into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. So what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Through God's word, we learn that the Holy Spirit is God, is the creator, like God the Father and God the Son. We cannot control Him. Many charismatic leaders seem to direct the Holy Spirit to bless them, to bless their prayers. They seem to control, to direct the Holy Spirit. My dear friends, the Holy Spirit is our Creator, and we are only sinful creatures. We have to honor Him, respect Him, trust in Him, fear Him, as we do to our God the Father and God the Lord Jesus Christ. So be filled with the Holy Spirit means to be controlled by the Holy Spirit. We have to submit ourselves to the control, to the guidance, to the teaching of the Holy Spirit. So are you and I filled with or controlled by the Holy Spirit, my dear friends? This is a command in present tense. In the present tense, it means that keep on being filled, keep on being controlled by the Holy Spirit, not only at our worship, our devotion, but 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. My dear friends, God expects you and me to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. This is a command. And if we remember this command, we shall humble ourselves always, because we fail to submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit and to the to the authority of God's word. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible tells us that be not drunk with wine. A person who is drunk is controlled by alcohol. And a person who is in love with someone else, he is controlled by human love. A person who is addicted to pornography or sexual immorality is controlled by human sinful nature, sinful lust. And a person who is a slave of fashions, worldly pleasures, entertainments, music, movies, is controlled by worldliness. And a person who is possessed by demon or Satan is controlled or empowered by Satan. We thank God that if you and I are truly God's children, Satan cannot possess us, because the Holy Spirit is with us, and he that is in us is greater than Satan and anyone else in this world. And the Holy Spirit is about to set you and me free, my dear friends, if you see that you are still enslaved to sins, to worldliness, to sinful nature. The Holy Spirit is able to set you and me free, and God's word as well, and the Lord Jesus Christ as well. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank God, my dear friends, God does not want you to and me to be controlled by sin or sinful nature or worldliness or Satan, but he wants you and me to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, by his Spirit, so that we may overcome our sinful nature, overcome temptations, overcome Satan, and we may have power to do God's will, not to perform miracles, but to do God's will, to glorify our God and our Lord. So are you and I be filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you and I be free from the power of sin and Satan and our sinful nature? We look unto the Lord. He comes to help us. He is our comforter and our helper. We thank God for that. Then how can you and I recognize a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit, my dear friends? The Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 15 to 16, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves, and you shall know them by their fruits. So we can know whether who is controlled by the Holy Spirit, by his or her fruit, by his or her life and practices, by what he or she says and believes and teaches and preaches and does. So we can recognize a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit by his life, his ministry. So if you pay attention to the life of him who claims to be filled with the Holy Spirit, you will see whether he is true or not. So look at the scripture, we can see the fruit of the Holy Spirit. The first fruit is to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ alone, not the selfish I. The Lord Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 13 and 14, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truths. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak. And He shall show you the things to come, and He shall glorify Me. My dear friends, even the Holy Spirit does not speak of Himself, but He comes to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. So the moment we think that we are filled with the Holy Spirit, we think that we are holy or holier than others, we are better, we are more mature, we are more spiritual, my dear friends, we are not fully filled with the Holy Spirit at all. When the tabernacle or when the temple was dedicated to the Lord, and the glory and the presence of the Lord filled the tabernacle or the temple so much that even Moses or the high priest could not enter. So if the Holy Spirit controls you and me, we shall not boast of ourselves. But Jesus Christ alone, He must increase and I must decrease. My dear friends, John chapter 3 verse 30. So those who claim that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they may preach, it seems powerfully, but if they promote themselves and their names, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit at all. If they promote their wrong doctrines and worldliness, even worldly music, entertainment in the church, they are not filled with the Holy Spirit at all. So may God help you and me to acknowledge that we need the Holy Spirit to control us, to empower us, so that we may glorify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ alone. The Holy Spirit is about to use our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our tongues, to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ alone. So are your body and my body belong the Lord? Do your body and my body belong to the Holy Spirit so that He may freely use us to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ? If we still like to control us, we want to see what we want to watch, what we want to read, what we want to go where we want, or to do what we like, the Holy Spirit cannot freely work in our hearts. And we are not controlled by the Holy Spirit at all, my dear friends. And the second fruit is God's truth. We looked at the Bible in Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We see verse 9. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. All goodness, righteousness and truth. My dear friends, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and He is truth. He is the author of God's Word, the Bible, which is truth. So He can never contradict God's Word. Those who claim that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, but their lives, their preaching, their teaching, and their worship are not according to God's Word. They are not controlled by the Holy Spirit at all. They are just liars. So if you and I are controlled by the Holy Spirit, we also must be submissive to the authority of God's Word. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 8, "For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth, we can do nothing against God's Word, which is truth. We can do nothing against, but only for the truth." So we can be sure that those who doubt God's Word, those who criticize God's Word and question God's Word and cause many others also to doubt God's Word, they are not controlled by the Holy Spirit at all. They are controlled by arrogant human reasoning and worldly mindset. If you and I are controlled by the Holy Spirit, we shall also submit ourselves to the authority of God's Word without any doubt or question. And the next fruit is holiness, my dear friends. He is Holy Spirit, and He is the Spirit of holiness. Romans chapter 1, verse 4. So if we let the Holy Spirit control us, He is about to impart His holy nature, holy life in us, so that we may be holy, we may have holy mind, holy motives, holy heart, my dear friends. Not because we try to improve ourselves, but because of His holy presence in us. So those who may claim that they are filled with the Holy Spirit, with all signs of performing miracles, but we can be sure that if they are not controlled by the Holy Spirit, they can never live a holy life or a godly life. Can never, because of sinful nature, corrupt and depraved. We should not be impressed by them or deceived by them. Sooner or later, we can see and recognize them. They can never live a holy life or godly life. So the fruit of the Holy Spirit is holiness. We can read in Romans chapter 6, verse 22. "But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit to holiness and the end, eternal life." Ye have your fruit to holiness. My dear friends, we know that we can never produce any fruit by ourselves. Jesus confirms that, "I am the vine, you are the branches." So if you and I are not in Him, it means depend on Him, trust in Him, and let Him in us. It means that we have to submit to Him, trust in Him with full submission. We cannot bear any fruit by ourselves. So are you and I filled or controlled by the Holy Spirit so that we may live a holy life and godly life? My dear friends, this is compulsory. It is not an option. in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Do you and I want to see the Lord when Jesus comes? My dear friends, we must be holy as God is holy. So we can be sure that those who compromise and fail to practice biblical separation, to separate themselves from sin, worldliness, wrong doctrines, how can the Holy Spirit be with them? And how will they be able to see Jesus Christ when He comes? May God help you and me. And then the next fruit, my dear friends, we can turn to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 to 23. Very familiar with all of you, and then we may have memorized these two verses already. But the fruit of the Spirit is love and joy and peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. We can never produce these fruits by ourselves, my dear friends. So if we fail to love God with all our hearts, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength, and we fail to love our neighbor as ourselves, if we love them, we also want them to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We also want them to submit to the Holy Spirit and to God's word so that they may be blessed. And if we fail to say or to behave or to do anything from our love toward God and toward our friends, our loved ones, we are not filled with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is about to fill us with joy, His joy, that no one can take it away. My dear friends, if you and I say that, oh, it is very boring, I am so bored, and you seek the joy in this world, you are not filled with the Holy Spirit at all. You are not controlled by the Holy Spirit at all. How about peace, my dear friends? If we are so worried about many things in this world, we also are not filled or controlled by the Holy Spirit, who is able to put His peace, or Jesus' peace, in our heart, the peace that passes all understanding and is able to keep our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus. How about long suffering or endurance, my dear friends? The Holy Spirit is about to empower you and me, strengthen you and me to endure everything, to endure all things, even our trials, persecutions, opposition, and we never say, I want to give up. My dear friends, do you and I want to give up? Oh, I cannot stand this situation. I cannot. Turn to the Holy Spirit, turn to the Lord. And He is about to help us to endure all things for His glory. And then gentleness, goodness, meekness, my dear friends. The Holy Spirit is able to help you and me to be gentle, to be humble, to be meek, to be kind to others. But we are so proud, arrogant, despise others, criticize others. The Holy Spirit will be grieved by our sinful nature. And then faith. The Holy Spirit is able to fill us with divine faith, which is based on God's word, not based on miracles. Some said to me, if I can see miracles performed by God's servants, I may believe. Saving faith must be a gift from God. Because in Jesus' days, many witnessed Jesus' works, Jesus' miracles, Jesus' teaching, but they rejected him and desired to destroy him and kill him, crucify him. So instead of praying for miracles, we pray, O Lord, we look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, and the Holy Spirit will impart his faith to us so that we may not doubt God or doubt his word. We will not doubt his love, his power, and we may trust in him. And temperance or self-control. My dear friends, the Holy Spirit is about to help you and me to control ourselves, to do God's will, to do God's word. For example, we know that speaking in tongue or speaking in a known language has this. When the revelation of God's truth was committed. But if the gift of speaking in a known language were still present today, if you and I were controlled by the Holy Spirit, we would rather speak 5 words with understanding than 10,000 words of a known language. And we shall follow the scripture, the teaching of God in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. If there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the church. But nowadays we see charismatic leaders and members just speak in tongues, not a language. They speak nonsense, they speak gibberish, and they cannot control themselves. There are no interpreters among them, and they also cannot understand what they are speaking. So they are not controlled by the Holy Spirit at all, we must be sure. Thank God that the Holy Spirit is about to fill us with his fruit. And then the next fruit is in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 and 20, Richard read. Instead of speaking in tongues, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, and singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, and giving thanks to God always for all things, to God and to the Father, to God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, the Holy Spirit is about to help you and me to sing praise to God. Paul and Silas were in prison in Philippi in Acts chapter 16, and the Bible said that they prayed and sang praises to God. So if you and I, oh, murmured and complained. We cannot be filled with the Holy Spirit. May God help you and me to be filled with the Holy Spirit so much that we will not murmur or complain. Oh, why we do not have a pastor in this church? And I have to change my mind or change my attitude, change my worship or my place of worship. My dear friends, for all things, it means for all situations, the Holy Spirit is about to help you and me to give thanks and praise Him because He is our good shepherd. He is our good pastor. No one is better than He. No one. So we look unto Him, praise Him, and trust in Him. And then, my dear friends, how to be filled with the Holy Spirit? How? Many books have been published with some steps. Even seek the power, the second baptism by the Holy Spirit. It is all unbiblical, my dear friends. So we look in the scriptures and we may know how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. The first step is to keep our hearts clean and pure. If you and I are used to living in clean and pure and hygiene environment, we cannot stand resting or staying in a dirty and smelly place. And the Holy Spirit is holy. And the Bible tells us that we are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in us. And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17. And if any man defiles the temple, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy. Which temple ye are? So we are the temple of God, and God is holy, and God expects you and me to be holy, or else He will not be with us, my dear friends. Joshua chapter 7. The children of Israel could not stand before the enemies. Why? Because they were accursed. Because there was an accursed sin among them. There was sin among them. And God said, neither I will be with you except ye destroy the accursed from among you. And He asked them to sanctify themselves. O children of Israel, ye cannot stand before thy enemies until thou destroy their curse from among you. So my dear friends, if we want to enjoy the dwelling, the presence of the Holy Spirit, we have to keep our hearts clean and pure. How? We thank God that God has provided the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. All our known sins, we confess to God. And He is able to cleanse us from all our sins. It is so amazing and wonderful. Instead of daring not to come near to God, we can have full boldness and confidence because Jesus Christ is our high priest. He is praying for us. He is willing to defend us when we confess our sins to Him. And we continue to walk in His presence. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses or keep on cleansing us from all sin. My dear friends, it is wonderful when we walk after Him, confess all our sins, separate ourselves from sin, He is able to cleanse us by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only once, but forever, continuously, forever. Keep on cleansing us so that we may have a close fellowship with the Holy God. So are you and I willing to depart from sin and confess our sins? And we ask the Lord to cleanse us so that we may be worthy to partake of the Lord's Supper after that. And next, my dear friends, we have to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and to God's Word. There is no other ways. We have to submit to the Holy Spirit and to God's Word. He is God. We are only His creature. We have to humble ourselves, submit to Him. Oh Lord, control me, guide me. I don't know what to do, what to say. I don't know where to go. Direct me, help me, guide me. And we also submit ourselves to God's Word, so that the Holy Spirit is able to regenerate us by God's Word and sanctify us by God's Word. Are you and I willing to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit? If you and I are truly God's children, Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit is in us and with us forever. So that is the precious promise. So we just submit ourselves to Him. We do not to go here and there, to go to this church and that church to seek the Holy Spirit or to seek His power. He is with us. He is in our heart. We just submit to Him. Then next, my dear friends, there are two other commandments. First, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And then, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. So my dear friends, we may grieve the Holy Spirit if we easily get angry. He is so gentle, so meek. He is very sensitive. We will grieve Him if we fail to forgive others when they repent, or even they haven't repented yet, but our heart, just forgive them and let God deal with them. We may grieve the Holy Spirit if we let our sinful nature control us, instead letting Him control us. Then another command is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. Quench. we quench the flame. And the Holy Spirit can be quenched by our disobedience, by our rebellion, by our stubbornness. My dear friends, when the Holy Spirit, because He desires to dwell in us, and He sees sins in us, and He convicts us of our sins, and He expects you and me to repent, and we fail to do that, we are quenching the Holy Spirit. I remember a few years ago, before I left Singapore, one brother gave me some cakes. And I did not want to bring cakes to Australia because for me, it is troublesome. It takes time to declare and at the custom, and they have to search everything. So I distributed the cakes to my friends. And 1 or 2 years later, this brother came to Brisbane to visit me. And we invited him and his family to have meal with us. And this brother asked me, how about the cakes? Did you enjoy the cakes? Oh, I was afraid to offend her. I said, oh, this is very good, very nice. My dear friends, right after that, oh, my heart is troubled. My heart is troubled. Later, I have to confess my sins. May God forgive me. And I say to the brother, I'm so sorry. I just told a lie to you. I did not bring your cakes back home, but I distributed to my friends. Thank God that he understood. No, thank you. No problem. Just ignore it. But I had to confess my sins to God, and I had to say sorry to the brother so that I may have peace again, my dear friends. If the Holy Spirit convicts you of your sins, we have to repent so that we may enjoy His gracious work of sanctification. And if the Holy Spirit moves us to read the Bible, to seek God first, to seek God's will, and we may quench Him, oh, later, and at night, oh, we are very tired already, no more strength, no more desire to read God's word. So, my dear friends, may God help you and me not to quench the Holy Spirit and His still, small voice. Sometimes He moves our hearts to reach out to others, to share the gospel with them, but we feel very shy, we feel very embarrassed, and we fail to do that. He is grieved by our disobedience. In 1 Samuel chapter 15, King Saul failed to obey God, my dear friends, and Samuel said to him that disobedience, rebellion, stubbornness are essence of witchcraft and iniquity and idolatry. And because thou rejected the word of the Lord also rejected thee from being king. So my dear friends, if we reject God's word, if we reject the still small voice of the Holy Spirit, it is very dangerous. So may God help you and me to honor Him, to appreciate His gracious work, and to obey Him. So my dear friends, be filled with the Holy Spirit is a command, continuous command from God. Not only at this point of time we submit to Him, but later, a few hours later, tomorrow, next week, next month, may God help you and me to be wise, to submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit and to God's word, so that He may produce his fruit in us to glorify Jesus Christ alone, to be able to live a holy and godly life, to defend for God's truth, not against God's truth or God's word, but for the truth and for God's word. And to bear the fruit of love and joy and peace and long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Also the fruit of giving thanks to God and praise Him for all things, so that we may be His witnesses wherever we are, my dear friends. May God bless you and me. Let us pray. O Father in heaven, how we give thanks to Thee that Thou hast given us the Holy Spirit, so that we may be born again, we may be sanctified by His work. But many a time we failed to submit ourselves to the control of the Holy Spirit, also to the authority of Thy Word. So we grieve the Holy Spirit and we quench the Holy Spirit. May Thou be gracious and merciful to us and forgive all our sins and cleanse us by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may be worthy to partake of the bread and the cup, to remember our Savior Jesus Christ. May Thou be with Reverend Dr. Jeffrey Cole and his trip to Kenya tonight. Watch over him and bless him and his ministry over there, and bring him back home safely. May Thou be gracious and merciful unto the Far Eastern Bible College. How we give thanks to Thee for using Thy servant, the late Reverend Dr. Timothy Toh, to establish this college, to train Thy people with Thy truth, to equip them with Thy truth, to serve Thee, to defend for the truth. And I personally give thanks to Thee that Thou brought me to FEBC, so that I now may stand here to minister Thy word to Thy people. So, Father, we trust in Thy sovereignty. We trust in Thy providence. We cannot do anything, my Father. But we can trust in Thee. We can look unto Thee. May Thou defend FEBC. May Thou preserve her, protect her. May Thou bless the court case on the 31st of August. Be with Dr. Jeffrey Koo and the board of directors, Dr. To Sang Hwa, and the lawyers. May Thou control them, control their tongues. Help them to be humble, trusting in Thee. May Thou grant them wisdom and clear mind to give convincing evidences and arguments. And may Thou also work in the heart of the church, so that he may also fear Thee and have favor for FEBC. May Thou grant FEBC the victory, O Father, not because of us, not because of us, but because of Thee, because of Thy holy name, because of Thy truth, because of Thy word. O Father, may Thou listen to our prayers. We commit FEBC in the next semester unto Thee. And true lifers, in Thy good timing, may Thou provide a godly and faithful servant like Thy servant, the late Reverend Timothy Toh, so that Thou may use him to take care of the flock in these last days of compromise and apostasy. O Father, may Thou listen to our prayers. We ask Thee with thanksgiving in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.